More than a dozen television crews, along with a battery of print reporters, flooded CBS studios for Governor Ventura's soap opera taping.
Do you know your lines?
No.
The Young and the Restless is normally shot on a closed set, but hoping to capitalize on the potential publicity, CBS escorted groups of reporters in and out during the taping. Ventura spent about an hour and a half on his scenes.
Okay, very quiet, please. We're speed.
The governor appeared as himself, barging into the office of Victor Newman, the show's ruthless business mogul who turns out to be an old friend of the governor's. It's revealed Newman helped get Ventura elected Minnesota governor by providing him information about another candidate. Jesse tells the business tycoon he stopped by only to say hello. But when pressed on his ulterior motive, Ventura, in the drama, opens up the possibility of running for president in 4 years and asks the tycoon to join his ticket. Ventura leaves Newman's office and ultimately the soap's audience veiled in uncertainty over his political future. It was not Ventura's first acting gig. He's taken part in 11 films, not to mention his professional wrestling career. Still, he says the bright lights were a bit nerve-wracking initially. Ventura says The Young and the Restless has been a favorite of his and his wife's for years.
To me, every good actor always has some butterflies. You know, every day they go to work because you want to portray and give the best performance you can give. And if you feel that way about yourself, there's always a little tension that you want to do the best job you're capable of doing.
On the set, in the drama, Ventura tells his soap star tycoon friend he's just trying to earn a living, and that politics is very rewarding. In real life, the governor is once again under fire for his out-of-state travel and extra-gubernatorial for-profit enterprises. CBS says the governor made union scale for his appearance, about $700, money Ventura plans to donate to a scholarship fund he established for students from his South Minneapolis high school. As for the criticism of his traveling, much of which comes in written news releases from a group called the Taxpayers League of Minnesota, Ventura says so far his travel budget has been coming in below that of previous Governor Arne Carlson's, and Ventura says he has every right to earn outside income.
I'm entitled to a private life. I'm entitled to do things other than governing 24 hours a day. And I think that if they would focus on Minnesota a little more instead of me, we could be positive and productive.
Ventura will be back before the cameras Thursday night when he's appearing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. In Los Angeles, this is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.